On Palm Sunday, Jesus entered into Jerusalem one last time, and the journey of Jesus' last week started. During this week, we will journey together with Jesus and with one another, and today we're here at the table of the Last Supper. Last Sunday, we had our confirmation class, which happened every month. And during the class, we first read some of the Bible stories, and then we will have some discussions, and we will draw some pictures or samples. And I really love the discussion part because girls are pretty open, and they are so curious to ask and challenge questions. So one of the themes from last Sunday class is God's kingdom. We read several parables, and Jesus used to help people to understand what's God's kingdom like. For example, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is like yeast spread in a bowl of dough. Just a little will raise a lot. And the kingdom of God is like a precious pearl worth trading everything for. And the kingdom of God is like a great feast where everyone are welcome. The poor and outcast are welcome on this feast." And after we finished the reading, one of the confirmation students, Mololini, asked, "So I have a question. What is God's kingdom? What is God's kingdom?" For a second, I don't know how to answer this question. Because those parables give us some ideas of what is God's kingdom like. But it's hard to tell God's kingdom in a big picture that covers all these examples or a definition that includes all of these parables. And today we're here at this table, the table of Jesus' last meal with his disciples. A picture of sharing meal with each other, a picture of kneeling down and washing his disciples' feet, give us a great answer for the question, what is God's kingdom? Through the bread, the wine, and through washing his disciples' feet, Jesus shows us the kingdom of God is love. A love of sharing meal with one another. Even he knew the person who would betray him at the same table with him. A love of serving one another, even only the lowest servant would wash people's feet. And a few days ago, when Jesus was sharing a meal with Lazarus, with Mary and Martha, Mary knelt down, and she used a costly perfume to wash Jesus' feet. Now at this table, Jesus knelt down to wash his disciples' feet. Mary's love to Jesus continued at this table, and Jesus asked the disciples to continue this love to one another. As he said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The calling of love one another is so clear and strong in here. And Jesus himself, in order to show the love, he knelt down and washed his disciples' feet. And now at this table, Jesus is calling us to continue this love with one another because he loves us first so we can love others. This is the good news, like, speak to me today. Because he loves us first so we can love others. God is calling me and calling you, calling everyone to love one another, not because what we have done, but what God has done for us. And in this Holy Week, as we journey together with Jesus and with one another, let's take time on each moment of this week. The moment when Jesus entered into Jerusalem one last time, knowing what was to come. The moment when Jesus is sharing a meal with his disciples. The moment when Jesus is kneeling down and washing his disciples' feet. The moment of praying in that garden where Jesus and his disciples had talked, loved, cried, and hoped together. The moment when Jesus went on to the trial and be crucified. The moment when Jesus cried out, "Where are you, God?" Today, let's take some time at this moment, at this table, where Jesus had his last meal with his loved ones, where Jesus washed their feet and called them to love one another. And this is also where God is calling us to love one another because he first loved us. Let's journey together at this moment.
As we think about those moments, that command to love one another, we have an opportunity tonight for foot washing or for hand washing. There are two stations, one over on this side and the other over on this side. And if you'd like to participate, I invite you to come forward as there is space to take off your shoes and socks, to let your feet be washed, and then to perhaps wash somebody else's. Or if you'd like to do hand washing, you can use this station here. We'll take time, and if you choose to stay at your seats, take that time for prayer, for singing, for meditation, as we dwell in this love. You're all invited. Let us tell the living story of his son.